The laugh was repeated in its low, syllabic tone, and terminated in an odd murmur.
"Grace!"
exclaimed Mrs. Fairfax. I really did not expect any Grace to answer, for the laugh was as tragic, as preternatural a laugh as any I ever heard. And but that it was high noon, and that no circumstance of ghostliness accompanied the curious cachinnation, but that neither scene nor season favoured fear, I should have been superstitiously afraid. However, the event showed me I was a fool for entertaining a sense even of surprise. The door nearest me opened, and a servant came out, a woman of between 30 and 40, a set, square-made figure, red-haired and with a hard, plain face. Any apparition less romantic or less ghostly could scarcely be conceived.
"Too much noise, Grace," said Mrs. Fairfax. "Remember directions."
Grace curtsied silently and went in.
"She's a person we have to sew and assist Leah in her housemaid's work," continued the widow. "Not altogether unobjectionable in some points, but she does well enough. By the by, how have you got on with your new pupil this morning?"
The conversation, thus turned on Adele, continued till we reached the light and cheerful region below. Adele came running to meet us in the hall, exclaiming,
"Mesdames, vous êtes servies,"
adding,
"J'ai bien faim, moi."
We found dinner ready, and waiting for us in Mrs. Fairfax's room.